Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Jeff Stuckey and Jay Olshansky with Wellspan Advisors. Jeff and Jay, welcome to the program.
Thanks. I'm Mike. Thanks for having us.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm excited to talk to you guys both because I just love your unique approach to serving your clients regarding their retirement needs. And I'm excited just to kind of see what you guys do and how you do it. But get us started. Jeff, what's your little bit of your background and your entrepreneurial journey? How'd you get started in the financial services industry?
Yeah, great. Well, thanks for having us. I got started in financial services largely because, you know, like many people, I grew up in a middle-class family and saw my parents work really hard to try to grow a nest egg, and only to see them sort of taken advantage of a few times throughout my young life by financial people, real estate people, and financial advisors. And it sort of set me on a course saying, you know what, there's got to be a better way. For folks like mine who really didn't know a lot about finances and saving for retirement, there's got to be a better resource and a better way to serve those people, to educate them about how to save well, how to plan well, and how to essentially prepare for a retirement that's going to lead to the path that they want and lead to a great outcome. And so that really was my start into the financial services business, was sort of maybe trying to right some wrongs. But then really dig in and add a lot of value to people who I know need help.
Yeah. You know, you see that on Shark Tank so many times. It's like, well, hey, how'd you come up with this, you know, whiz bang product? Well, I needed this. It was not on the market, so I created it. And so you saw like some opportunities in just serving clients and making sure that they are well prepared. And you know, I love that phrase, you know, there's got to be a better way. And looking at your website, I just love the headline where it says the intersection of aging science and wealth management. So, you know, you got into wealth management, financial services, and probably thought, again, there's got to be a better way, you know, than just filling in the blanks and talking about numbers and returns and retirement. So you started tying in this concept of aging science. So how did that happen? And then how did you integrate in with Dr. Olshansky?
You know, it's true that that's exactly what happened. We did think that there was a better way, that there had to be a better way. I didn't mention this, but throughout my career, I've had the opportunity to recruit and train hundreds of financial advisors from all around the country. And we helped them get educated about products and planning, and in fact, ran an awful lot of financial plans for them. And in doing so, we found out that the typical way to run a financial plan is just to plan for every client to live to age 90 and hope that the plan would survive both of them living to age 90. There was really no rhyme or reason. It just seemed like a number that was pulled out of thin air, quite honestly. And that's because there wasn't a better way. Until I met Dr. Jay Olshansky. He's a world-renowned aging scientist, and he's with us today and can share his background. But once we learned about aging science and how it could have a dramatic impact on the planning that we did, on the precision of the planning that we did, and we weren't using best guesses or averages anymore, we could actually hone in on an individual lifespan and health span for a client. And especially when we're doing couples planning, it becomes really hugely important to look at lifespan and health span planning and make the plan hyper-personalized to those folks. And again, I'm honored to have Dr. Jay Olshansky on the call with us today. Maybe he can just share a little bit about his background and what has made him an expert in aging science.
So I'm a professor of public health. I've been a professor of public health for the last 22 years. Prior to that, I spent a decade in internal medicine at the University of Chicago. My expertise is aging and longevity. So figuring out how long people can live is pretty much what I do for a living. I've been embroiled in a debate about how long we can live, and I've developed technologies for assessing survival. But the concept, the idea here, I can actually tell you exactly how it started. One of the principals at Wellspan is my personal financial advisor. I'm 68 years old. I've known him for quite a while, and I'm theoretically approaching retirement, and he was trying to get me to invest in something in particular involving life insurance. And so I was contacted by the insurance company. They sent somebody out to take blood and urine. And then they started asking me all the wrong questions about longevity, and they weren't asking any of the right questions.
Wow.
About longevity. And I even asked the folks that came to my home, I said, why are you asking me these questions? These are almost completely irrelevant when it comes to figuring out what risk pool I'm in and how long I'm going to live. And it just made no sense at all. And it actually took about 6 months for this whole process of getting this insurance investment product operational. And eventually I threw my arms up and I said, forget it. I'm not wasting 1 second more on this. It shouldn't take longer than about 3 minutes to do an assessment of me to figure out what, you know, where I belong in a risk pool. And I said, and you're asking all the wrong questions. And that's ultimately what led to the creation of WellSpan to begin with. It's taking the real science, the legitimate science of figuring out lifespan and health span, how healthy we're likely to be along the way, and introducing it into the world of wealth management, which doesn't have this technology at all. You know, as Jeff indicated, they're operating on a very generic assumption that everyone's going to live to 90. Well, those of us in the world of aging science know that's not true. It's going to be wrong the vast majority of the time, which means if that's the advice that advisors are giving their clients, they're giving them really bad advice. And so we created something that now generates a much more personalized assessment of lifespan and health span, and therein lies the value.
You know, I love both of those examples were tying into there's got to be a better way, right? And you're sitting there going, these questions are not right, thinking maybe you didn't say the words, there's got to be a better way. But now you can probably put on your website, we went from there's got to be a better way to we developed the better way, you know, and you started noticing these things and came together and started going, okay, how can we take health span, lifespan, and tie it into wealth, retirement, numbers? Because I know we'll get into this, but I have seen in just, you know, the environment these days, people are taking better care of themselves and hence living longer. So shouldn't that mean more than just putting a blindfold on, throwing a dart at the wall, going, let's pick a plan that makes it to 90?
Well, so for some people, that's true. Some people have adopted healthier lifestyles. A large segment of the population has not.
Yeah.
We've become more obese as a population, and we've just experienced the second year in a row of a dramatic drop in life expectancy here in the United States. And as Jeff indicated, the differences between couples can be quite dramatic. So typically females live longer than males, depends on where you are in the world, but somewhere around 5 to 7 years difference in life expectancy. So if you assume that to begin with, you know, you're starting out with a fundamental difference in longevity between a couple. But then you have to factor in the personal attributes of the individual. So, you know, my wife and I have a very close set of friends, one of whom, the husband, has a much higher probability of surviving past 100. The wife does not. And their advisor told them the exact opposite. Wow. That they need to plan for her surviving about 7 years longer than him. And I said, where'd that come from? And it came from, they looked them up on a table.
Wow.
It was absolutely the worst advice that could be given to these folks that were planning for retirement. And that's where we come in. We come in and generate a much more personalized assessment that utilizes attributes of individuals that it's not new. This is work that we've been doing for the last half century on figuring out why people live as long as they do, why some live longer, some live shorter. We know exactly why this happens. And that's the science that we are bringing to bear here. And by the way, just by way of illustration, I have gone to some of these other calculators, life expectancy calculators that exist on the market today, and I keyed in some answers to a common set of questions that you see. And in some of the instances, if you answer in the negative, you know, you're carrying extra weight, you smoke cigarettes, you don't sleep enough, they basically tell you that you're already dead. and then if you key in all the positive answers, you know, they suggest, yeah, you're going to live to 108, when the probability of that happening is almost zero.
Yeah.
So the existing calculators that are out on the market today are not designed for retirement planning. They're designed to encourage you to adopt a healthier lifestyle. That's it.
Yep. You know, when you were mentioning about the person with the husband and wife and they just kind of refer to the table, it kind of made me think about the old cliche, like, oh, you're just treating us like another number. Well, that really is what's happening, is they're going off of outdated tables and charts and graphs and you know, calculators, and you're literally treating people like a number. And I'm certain that when you start working with new clients, that the intake onboarding questions that they get asked are completely different than a typical traditional financial planning firm, because they're like, wow, those are some curious questions. And then when you tie it into, here's why we're asking them, and look at this, I'll bet that it's kind of like the light bulb is going off for your clients.
Yeah, Mike, there's no doubt that's true. We do ask different questions, and we are going to look different than other financial advisors that that a couple may have spoken with before. For that very reason, we don't like using averages or guesses when we're building plans, because it's people's lives that we're talking about. We're trying to build the best outcome possible. You know, I heard an example one time about averages. You know, if you get in one of those fancy showers that have a shower head at both ends of the shower, and you turn on one on to scalding hot, you turn the other one on to as cold as it'll get, on average, you're going to be, it's warm water coming at you, right? But the outcome isn't very good. You're going to feel pretty poor standing in that shower. And it can be the same thing with our clients when we're using averages and guesses to build a financial plan. The outcome is likely not going to be what they're looking for. And so we do ask different questions. We take clients through a different process so that we can begin with a foundation of longevity and an understanding of their longevity and a gap that spouses may have in their lifespan and health span. And then we build a plan around that. And there are many things that can be impacted by longevity. You face risks that maybe you wouldn't face if you pass at a younger age. But you know, when you claim Social Security is one of those things that can be impacted. How much risk you take in your portfolio, which products you actually use to build out your portfolio, how you plan for those end-of-life healthcare expenses that, you know, if you're a couple, the chance is one out of two of you, like one of you is going to end up with a need for some long-term care. And there's an expense associated with that. So the assessment that we do highlights those things and allows us to start from a very strong foundation in the planning process that ends in, you know, better income creates better choices, which hopefully creates better outcomes. And that's the goal of the planning that we do, is to create better outcomes for clients.
Actually, there's one other point that's worth emphasizing, and that is the importance of simplicity. So, you know, in the world of aging science, you know, you could ask somebody 1,000 questions, or you could ask somebody 100 questions. And from our perspective, from a scientist's perspective, we want to know how much more reliable are 1,000 questions versus 100. And the answer is not at all. And so you keep whittling down the number of questions that you can ask to generate a reliable assessment. And the answer is about somewhere between 10 to 12 questions.
Wow.
In other words, it shouldn't take more than a few minutes to do an assessment of somebody. And then we can reliably, as best as possible, generate predictions of lifespan and health span. So the whole process of evaluation, at least from my perspective, in terms of figuring out how long someone's likely to live and how healthy they're likely to be along the way, shouldn't be more than a few minutes, should certainly not be months or weeks or even days. It should be done instantaneously in front of the client immediately. And that's to me, that's the best way to pull someone in, is to generate an assessment that provides them with an immediate answer.
Yeah, and that's how science should work, and air quotes on should, because we know it doesn't. But I like that line of thought. And, you know, from what both of you said, it made me think of a concept. So I'm going to say this and have you guys give me your feedback. When you do that assessment, and people have that aha moment, like, wow, that is different, interesting, and unique. And you give them a little bit of a breakdown on the assessment. Then you know, maybe it's a different meeting or whatnot. But when you get to the point of, okay, let me show you some recommendations, I'll bet you're using many, if not all, of the same financial products that most advisors would be, or the client has heard of or seen recommended to them. But it's like a recipe. When you add an ingredient, can make all the difference in the world. You know, like, I'm not a cook, but I love watching cooking shows with the family. And when you add flour at the very end, it might not be as good for the recipe as when you add it at the right time. So maybe when you get the results of this assessment, you might be talking about product A, B, C, or D, but it's when you're adding that into the financial plan that could make all the difference in the world. How does that resonate?
I would say you're exactly right. You know, there are a lot of pieces that go into a financial plan, as you know. And we don't have unique proprietary products that we use. We use products that most every other financial advisor has available to them. But it's that foundation that we're building on that really makes all the difference. And I think a point that needs to be made is that an awful lot of people own financial products, but they have no idea why they own them or what it's going to accomplish for them. And so our process is very structured. And in that, we're teaching folks along the way how your longevity impacts the decisions that we're making, the recommendations that we're making. And, you know, we've heard from time to time, Mike, and this may have come up in your mind, like, I don't want to know when I'm going to die. I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to know how long I'm going to live. The fact is, we're often telling people they're going to live longer than they may have expected they would live. And living longer than you expected to live just means that, you know, your money has to last longer. Hence the name of our firm, Wealth Span. You know, we need to know how long our wealth needs to span. And we can only know that if we have a basic understanding of what our lifespan is going to look like. So it should all be seen as good news. We're telling folks some information that will really be foundational to the planning process. And again, I keep saying it, but what the goal is to create better outcomes for clients. And we can only do that if we use correct information along the way.
100%. And I think that a lot of people don't like talking about that subject of death, but when you're thinking about retirement, you're talking about a certain age and then how long you need to have money to, you know, work through and live through and thrive through retirement to the end. So, I mean, you're already having that conversation anyway. You may as well have it dialed in a little bit more precisely with your science. And I think that is the key there. So I would love to have like an example. I don't care about specifics or recommended products or services, but when you work with a client, what's an example of how this science integrates in with your recommendations where someone would say, you know, I've heard about this approach before, but wow, when you layer in this science, it really makes all the sense in the world.
Actually, I can give you one really good example. So one of the things that we offer at WealthSpan is an ability to do a rapid assessment if somebody wants to upload data from an analysis that they did through 23andMe,
okay.
Which I did, by the way, it's a genetic analysis and it takes about a minute to do the analysis. But basically, I went through this test to determine whether or not I carry genes that are associated with exceptional longevity or genes associated with late onset Alzheimer's disease. And as it turns out, I did this analysis on myself. It took a minute. And determine that I carry genes that are associated with long, healthy life and a low risk of Alzheimer's disease. So it would make less sense for me to buy a long-term care policy, just by way of illustration. But my colleague, one of the individuals who developed the technology and actually discovered the gene that's associated with exceptional longevity, when he took the test, he discovered that he carries the gene for greater longevity, and another gene associated with a higher risk of late onset Alzheimer's disease. So here we did a simple test. It took no longer than a minute. We uploaded the data that he had from 23andMe and determined that I probably do not need to invest in a long-term care policy, or at least the typical long-term care policy, but my colleague needs to get one immediately.
Yeah.
And here, this is based on a concrete assessment of something that is quite unique to him that only WealthSpan is doing. No one else in wealth management is coming even close to doing any sort of detailed assessments like we're doing. And you don't have to do a genetic analysis to figure out that somebody has a higher probability of living a longer life. We will look at family history as well. There's a series of things that we look at that will provide fairly concrete evidence to suggest that you've got a higher chance of living longer or shorter. Another example I can give you real quick is this couple friend of mine where the indication was that there's a high chance of the husband living to 100 and a high chance of the wife not making it past about 80. Hmm. And like I said, this was based on just no more than 10 to 12 questions that we asked them, including some information about family history. And their own original financial advisor gave them, you know, really bad advice, suggesting that they're both going to live to 90, or at least they should be planning for that. And once we ran them through our assessment, like you said, the light bulb went off immediately. And they said, wow, we really had no clue, but now we understand, and we can actually provide a rationale for why we're making specific decisions about wealth management and financial planning that's unique to us as a couple. And they got it completely.
Well, that example about the genetic marker or gene for potential Alzheimer's just made me think of just reallocating, you know, the money that someone might have been pushed into a long-term care policy, because we hear that all the time, you know, oh, you need to have this and this, and that's a typical recommendation. Well, if that is the case, and we should reallocate the funds that would go into that type of a investment and put that into a better vehicle, wow, that all of a sudden is being putting your money to better use. I think those are spectacular examples you just gave. Let's wrap up with this, guys. I know you've got the book Pursuing WealthSpan, How Science is Revolutionizing Wealth Management. Give us a thumbnail sketch of the book, and then wrap us up with how people can reach out, learn more about you, pick up a copy of the book.
Yeah, for sure. The book was a great work that we put together. We've had many, many people collaborate on the book, several scientists, a CPA, an MBA. We've got just an awful lot of brain power that came together with the book. But the focus of the book really is the topic that we've been talking about today, how we're integrating aging science into the financial planning space and how it's improving outcomes for clients. The foreword was written by Ken Dykewald, who's a well-known author and studied populations and how populations have changed throughout time, especially the baby boom population. But it's a great work that talks about aging science, and then we make it really specific on how that affects financial planning and tax planning and estate planning and all the different areas that really should be planned for as someone goes into and throughout retirement.
Excellent.
If I could emphasize one other thing, this whole story about WealthSpan is not about death. It's about life.
Yeah.
It's about utilizing the science of aging to help people make better decisions about how to plan for the last, decades, could be decades in many cases, of their lives. And it's designed to enhance quality of life and utilize science in a way to make better decisions about your future. So it has little or nothing to do with end of life. It has to do with how you live your years ahead of you.
Excellent. I love it. Makes all the sense in the world. Thank you for your insights, gentlemen. And what's the best way people can reach out, learn more, pick up a copy of the book as well?
Yeah, sure. The website is WealthSpanAdvisors.com. Again, WealthSpanAdvisors.com. on our homepage, if you scroll down just a little bit past that opening part of the first page, you'll have an opportunity to give us a little bit of information about you and download an electronic copy of the book right there. No cost, free of charge. It's our gift to you. We just want to add value and help people begin to think differently about how they plan and make better decisions and create better outcomes.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming on, gentlemen. It was a real pleasure getting to know you.
Thanks, Mike.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.